May I ask, do you agree? Men walked toward the hotel, most sensitively placed agent. He and he alone is in Spain. It is quite clear. No emotion appeared on his face. No, he paid then. Yes. No, nobody ever did. You heard the scream? Oh, now where? Here it is indeed, on a bench under the great trees. Suppose we were on the lookout. Hot air and castles in Spain. No, do you follow me so far? No, one doesn't forget a memory such as that. Pawns are made for sacrifice. Pick one, he thought. In the end, it's all the same. Poetry in the lamplight, amid moths and fancies, but also with dreams of literature. Poor blokes. Precise, scientific instrument, rather like a tiger drive. Ruthless enemies. You know they do. You do fit the ticket. Scribble a verse, now and then, yes. And the sheer guts to pay the price, that was it. So soon. I should have foreseen it would be you. So that was it. He took a deep breath. Interesting. I shouldn't wonder. Something governmental. And how are you? Blooming. Yes, sir. To midnight most nights. Something very like a little smile, I would think. Yes, sir. And a bun. Very crisp, sir. But now it rushed at him with the power of the undeniable future. Still as a photograph. Such as this one. Strange. Some mysterious energy in the air, then. Strange forces had been released. Strength and will and resolve. He was never arrested. The subject of money. I understand that you are a poet. Of sorts. Still another street. Surrounded. Thank you. I was very lucky. That's the man. That's the man. But the curious thing was, it hadn't really affected him. The hot sun? Too insignificant for poetry. The lacy patterns the snow-heavy limbs formed. The phone rang. Of course, the sherry was quite extraordinary. Admitting a shaft of pale London sun, the sound of a single knock. It always came at night. Late. The swift climb. This new life. The walk signal. Those long nights in the office. Thought he was a poet. Through the window. Anonymous, huddled, bent. And if you had, to what extent? The tumult was enormous. Delicately between worlds. Twice a week. Every week. Since 1922. Two white ranks, two red ranks. Some ugly little man in a trench coat. Actually, he's not in the country. This gets seedier as it goes on. And ultimately shrank from the challenge, a vanquisher of all. Was there time in the world? We have information. These men were spies, may in fact exist. The great game, fellows. No. We've checked. Right? Why, that's revolting. I can't help you find him. Ghastly thing. To a window alcove, a low table full of African masks. You were the brilliant one. Young, gifted, clever, with charm, with immense potential.